Good morning. Welcome to My Greenville Home. It is your host here today and every Saturday, Dan Hamilton, coming to you this Saturday morning, chatting about real estate as we do every single Saturday morning here in the upstate of South Carolina. Thank you so much for joining us today. It's always great to be with you and to share some information that we have picked up along the way as we've been selling real estate here in the upstate for going on 20 years. Really hard to believe how quickly time will pass by us and the years go by and all the great folks that we've been able to help buy and sell real estate over the years. And this year in particular has been quite a ride here in 2021. As we wind up, it has been a record year for our team in both the number of homes that have been sold and the volume. So in real estate, we kind of look at the number of homes sold, we look at the volume. So if you add up every single home that we sell, the sales price for that, that's what we call volume. And we're going on $75 million worth of real estate sold this year. That's just for our team, just our small group of great folks on the Hamilton & Company team. And really just proud of the work that our team has been doing, putting our clients first and just really in this very different market this year than it has been. Lots of people moving here from all over the place and a very competitive market. And we've just day after day seen my team work really hard on behalf of our clients and really proud of them. And we really appreciate those of you that listen to the show and give us feedback, give us referrals for friends and family members that are looking to buy or sell. We really, really appreciate that. Very grateful for you thinking of us. Just put a house under contract the other day from a listener of the show. A lady called and said, I've got to move back to Tennessee to help some family and need to sell my house. And we met with her, got it on the market, and sold for much, much more than she ever thought it would sell for. So with just story after story of folks that listen to the show and give us great feedback and refer their friends and family to us, and we really appreciate that. So every week, we just try to bring you some information, bring you the latest tips, news, advice to help you make a really smart real estate decision. So today, we're really going to be focusing on one aspect of real estate that I think is right up there as one of the most important parts of what we do and help coordinate as real estate agents. There's a kind of a misnomer, I think, out there. Real estate agents, especially right now when it's a seller's market, that all you have to do is stick a sign out there and just sit back and wait and collect offers. Well, if you really want to capitalize on this great time that we have right now for sellers, there are a few things that you need to do above and beyond just putting a sign out there and hoping for the best. It goes into staging, into preparing a home. Pricing a home is very important right now. But the one other P that is extremely important in my book, and if you do the research in many buyers' book out there, is photography. And even though it doesn't sound like it, that does start with a P. I've checked. I looked in the dictionary. It starts with a P. So photography is right up there as one of the most important aspects, I believe, of marketing a home properly. And I remember, goodness, like I said, I've been doing this 20 years. And I think about, 10 years ago, it really became more and more important that you not only, just hire the best photographer you can find, but you just can't go out there and use a camera off the, off the shelf or off your phone. I mean, even though those are getting very, very good, there are just some things that you need to make sure that you're covering and you're getting shots of in different angles and lighting. It's just really, really important because that is your first impression. I always tell people, it used to be that your first impression on your home was when someone walked in that front door, and now it's somewhere on the internet, right? It's Google or it's Zillow or Realtor.com or any one of those different portals out there where people, that's where the eyeballs are. That's where people are searching. And so we make sure that our listings show up in those places, but we also want to make sure that we show up in a really grand fashion in making sure that your listing, when we have it marketed by the Hamilton Company team, is going to pop, and that people are going to want to click through and stop the scroll, so to speak, and look at your home. So we're talking photography today, and I wanted to bring on the best to give you the lowdown on photography and how to make sure that your home is prepared properly. And so we've got Mark Harvell with us today. Mark has been shooting homes for us 8 years?
8 years.
Yes. 8 years. So Mark, thank you so much for coming on today. Tell us, just as we get into it, we got to take a break in about 3 or 4 minutes. But before we go to that break, tell us about yourself, Mark.
Oh, goodness. Okay. Well, I've been into photography for my whole life, basically, specializing in the real estate for 8 years now.
Mm-hmm.
Thankfully, you is the first customer, mm-hmm. the client that I had,
yeah,
8 years ago. And I've since branched out, and I shoot for a bunch of different agents,
yeah,
now. And basically, you just you want to get your home prepared properly, and it's simple things such as decluttering and so on, and getting all the lights to work. That's another thing. But you know, it's fairly common sense. And if you go to my website, which is markharvellphotography.com,
mm-hmm. yep.
There's a page on there that says getting ready to photograph. And if you do everything that's said there, it'll be amazing, because it'll be ready to go. And it's selfish in one regard, because the shoot goes quicker.
Right, right.
For me, it goes quicker.
Sure.
But you end up with a better product. And,
right.
And that's what it's all about. And we want to get people there.
Exactly.
And if we turn them off first page, and there's been studies done, actually, that people that are scrolling through listings, if a picture's bad to begin with, in about 4 seconds, they're gone.
Oh, yeah.
That's it.
Yep.
They don't. But you want to grab them that first picture,
mm-hmm.
then hold them all the way through.
Exactly.
And if you do that, you've got a pretty good. You're going to hold them.
Yeah. So you said you've been into photography your whole life.
Oh yes.
Which is what, 24, 23,
at least that long.
Okay.
Yes. Right. Times two plus.
Okay. So, and then about 8 years ago, you got into real estate photography. Mm-hmm. Tell me about that. You know, what was it about real estate that you said, let me give that a shot?
Well,
see what I did there?
That was good. Okay. Good shot. That was a connect. Yeah. I'd been in photography for years, and I just kept thinking, what's a way to do that and make a living at it?
Right. Right.
Of course, YouTube, you go on YouTube, but I'll make you an expert in no time. Yeah, sure. But I ran across this guy from Missouri, actually.
Okay.
And he was telling his story about, he was an agent, actually, mm-hmm. and he was into photography, and another agent at his place asked him to go shoot a house. And this was years ago. This is
right.
when it was just first starting. And he didn't basically have proper equipment and everything, but he went and shot it. And the house sold real quick, mm-hmm. To somebody out of state that saw it online. And this is before the internet really started to bloom, shall we say. And now... Goodness. And you can attribute that to high speed internet.
Right.
Because years ago, for dial up, nobody could scroll through anything.
Yeah. Take
it
5 minutes for one
paint,
picture to load.
Know? Yeah.
Yeah.
But now everybody's got high speed, and they can look at a million houses in no time.
Mm-hmm.
And anyway, I did that for years. I was a mechanical drafter for years.
Okay.
And so had to do computers to learn how to do that, because it was computer aided.
Right.
So my photography really took a change when digital came out, mm-hmm. about 2020 is when digital came out. And it took me to about 2006 to get a fairly decent camera, and went from there.
Okay. Well, we are talking with Mark Harvell with Mark Harvell Photography, aptly named, and chatting about real estate photography and the importance, and then all the little tips and things that you are going to want to stick around and listen to from a real pro. How to make your home stand out. You're listening to My Greenville Home. It's your host here today, Dan Hamilton with Hamilton & Company, and we will be right back. I'm on top of the world. I've tried to cut these corners, try to take the easy way. I'm on top of the world, eh? I'm on top of the world, eh? Waiting on this for a while now. Paying my dues to the dirt. right, we are back. It is your host, Dan Hamilton, here today talking real estate. And more specifically today, we are talking about real estate photography. And did you know that homes with high-quality photography sell 32% faster? That homes with more photos sell faster, too. A home with one photo spends an average of 70 days on market, but a home with 20 photos spends 32 days on market. So about half the time when you have more photos of your home out there. And, you know, we are just in this age where we want, we want to see things, right? We have our phones with us all the time, spend a lot of time on those. We like to scroll through. And those stats are from a couple years ago. So I would say even more now, it is important to have great photography. And there's lots of different, you know, I see different bells and whistles in like floor plans and 3D models and videos and all that stuff. I still believe that people want just good old fashioned, great, high quality photographs. Mark, what do you think?
Agreed.
Okay.
Yeah. All right. Good. Of course I'm going to agree.
Right? We're on the same page. Yeah. I mean, I think, you know, there's some new technology out there like drones and different things where you can get a kind of a different view.
I do drones too.
You do? Yeah. Yeah. So I think that's helpful for in some cases, sure, for homes is to see, but just a lot of great photographs of a home where people can, you know, envision their own furniture and envision themselves in a property is so, so important. So not only, you know, do we just anecdotally see that it is important to have great photographs, but the statistics show that NAR does a profile every year of home buyers and sellers. They do a deep dive and research on how people found their home, you know, all the different parts of a real estate transaction. And time after time, year after year, photography is just right up there as a top, as one of the most important things that buyers are looking for. And so we're chatting with Mark Harvell, our photographer for Hamilton & Company. So when you go online, see our homes out there, 9 times out of 10, that's going to be Mark's handiwork out there. Every once in a while, he gets so busy that we have to slide in.
Go to Brand X.
Every once in a while. But only if Mark is just absolutely slammed. So Mark's been doing this 8 years. He started doing real estate photography with our team. And he's just, how many homes have you shot this year?
Over 800.
Wow.
Yeah, the record was 959 a couple of years ago.
Okay. And so that's gone down a little.
One person.
One person, that many. And each home takes you about how long? Like just physically at the house?
30 to 45 minutes.
Okay.
Yeah, depending.
And then that's so you got to drive there, you spend the time in the house, mm-hmm, you come back, you edit the photos.
Yeah, and I get them out that night too.
Yeah, yeah.
Always have. And it takes almost as long to process as it does to take them.
Right.
Yeah, that's where actually the magic's done.
Exactly.
Is the processing. But you just don't go snap and one image. I do five and bracket them.
Okay.
And blend them to make one.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah. So when you hear me, when it goes click, 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 when it's clicking through, it's doing five images at different exposures.
Okay.
And then I load it into Lightroom and mm-hmm, out to a blending program, and they get blended to make one that's imported back in. That gets edited. That's actually before you can actually edit.
Wow. Okay. So this is fascinating. Let's step back a little bit. You go, someone gets their, they want to put their home on the market. So one of folks from our team calls you, we schedule it. What are some of the things that the homeowner can do to prepare? And then once you're there, how do things go? Where does it go from there?
Well, it again, another plug for the website, markharvellphotography.com. Yep. There's a list there, and it's what to do getting ready to photograph. Okay. And again, if they do that, that's amazing because it goes a lot quicker and right, you end up with a better product. If possible, leave.
Yes.
Say it that way. Right. But,
very nicely. But please go.
Yeah, leave and take your dogs with you. And well, that's another thing. And put up dog bowls, mm-hmm, cat trees that people like to have around, because you really don't want to have any reference to animals.
Because very good point.
If somebody were to see an image and they say, oh, there's a dog bowl, I've got an allergy, mm-hmm, we're not even going to go look.
Yep.
So you don't want to eliminate somebody right out of the gate.
Great point.
So anyway, do that. And basically, if you can, get out of the way, which is a plus, because people don't understand that a 16 millimeter lens is really wide, and mm-hmm. they think they're out of the image, but they're really not.
Right.
I have to tell them to keep moving, please. And,
yes.
But, and that's basically it. Then I'll shoot it and process it that night, and it's gone out to the agent.
So. Okay. So you shoot it, you come back, you process it, you went through that. So every photograph is actually five blended into one.
Mm-hmm.
Then you do the editing with the lighting and anything from there.
Yes, white balance. Okay. That's a big thing because doing this type of photography, which is HDR, high dynamic range, but it's really exposure fusion, which is a technical thing.
Yeah.
It's a technical term. But everything is there. It's like what the eye sees. Okay. So if you came in and set up strobe lights and flashed and everything, mm-hmm. you would get a neutral image basically. But what I do is, and other people that do HDR, you actually end up with an image that looks like what your eye is going to see.
Okay.
Including color cast, which means that over near the window, outside light's very blue. You might mm-hmm. hit blue across the top of the ceiling. You can correct for some of that, which I do. I correct for that. And tungsten lamps show very yellow, and so I correct for that as well to a degree. But you know, it's trying to make it look exactly or close as you can to what you'll see when you walk in.
Okay. And then the actual, like the, you have a kind of a wider angle, right, than we could with iPhone.
Correct. Right.
Which makes the room look.
Well, but your eye sees.
Yeah.
Wider what your than eye 16 sees. Millimeters.
Right.
So, which is what I use, a 16 millimeter full frame camera. And you have to encompass a wide angle or you're not going to be able to see anything.
Right.
Basically. If it's a normal lens, 50 millimeters is a normal lens.
Okay.
You're not going to see enough. So the wider, the better to a degree. And some people will say, well, gee, the room looked a lot bigger than it really does in life. Well, not really. It's your perspective.
Right.
Yeah.
It's interesting. One of the, sometimes the feedback we get on homes is that it looked better in photographs than in person. Do you hear that every once in a while?
Oh, yeah.
That's not to me, that's like the best compliment you could ask for.
you don't want to buff them too much.
Yeah.
It's try to make it as lifelike as possible.
Yeah. And that's, I mean, you we're not changing, changing anything. You're photographing what's there.
For instance, I changed the skies if it's cloudy.
Right.
And we're not going to reschedule just because it's cloudy, and mm-hmm. I'll change the skies. It could have had that sky someday.
Right. It's not false advertising.
It's representing like it is. But they actually look better.
Right.
With the skies changed. Mm-hmm. It's more work, but.
Yeah. Yeah, that's right. Because, you know, some people are like, well, it's rain. It's raining.
I can do them raining.
Photograph in the rain. You can change that. Mm-hmm. That's amazing. So we are, you know, you just want to put your best foot forward and, you know, capture the room as best you can. Mm-hmm. Anything else that we can give tips or advice as people are thinking about real estate photography out there?
Well, one thing you really don't want to do, especially this time of year, is date your images.
Yeah.
I.e., pumpkins around.
Right.
If they see that, they'll say, well, this thing was listed in Halloween.
Right.
And here it is. Doesn't happen often.
Right now, it doesn't.
Things, boom, yeah. Gone, but, and Christmas decorations, it'll date them.
Right.
So, you know, if the seasons change, that's one thing. You can't, you know, replace leaves, but you need to represent it like it is that day.
Yeah.
But you really don't want to date the images.
Yeah. So, well, it's interesting. You know, when we started 8 years ago, homes stayed on the market longer.
True.
Now they're moving pretty quickly.
True. I think it will eventually slow down.
Oh, of course.
And then photography will be even more.
Yes.
A bigger deal.
Yeah, exactly.
You have to put your best foot forward anyway, but it'll really mean something then.
Right. That's true. So what about, you've got on your website some things that you don't do, like when you get to the house. Let's talk about some of those.
Well, I technically really shouldn't have to move anything.
Right.
But I would do. You know, if it's a room and there's kids' toys in it and the owner's running around moving things, I'll help them. I mean, mm-hmm. But you really don't want to have to. Stage a home.
Yeah, that's not, you're not a stager, you're a photographer.
Technically, when I get there, I should put the camera on the tripod and push the button.
Right.
But, you know, I adjust blinds and do different things.
But you don't make beds?
I try not to make beds. Right. I've actually had to photograph a bed with a child in it one time.
Yeah.
And they wanted me to Photoshop him out because the kid was sick.
Yeah. I've seen real estate photographs with people in the bed.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's enough said, right?
Yes. Right. It's like, come on. Really?
Oh yeah. It's, I've seen things you can't unsee. So.
Yeah. I was going to ask you, what's the, we probably can't share it on radio, what are some of the most, G-rated things that weirdest things that you've seen?
Well, I actually shot a hoarder's house one time.
Okay.
Yeah. A full blown hoarder's house that had paths to get through.
Wow.
Yeah.
I've been in some of those.
Yeah. And it ended up being a short sale at the bank, but it was interesting.
Very good. Well, we are, if you're just joining us, we're talking real estate photography with our local expert, Mark Harvell. And you can go to his website to see some of what he does. If you're maybe thinking about selling, of course, this is part of what we do. And we, you know, we make sure this all happens for you. But if you're selling for sale by owner, something like that, we really recommend that you reach out and get professional photography at the very least. So Mark, we are all out of time. It's been a great conversation chatting with you today.
Thank you, sir, for your 8 years of loyalty.
Absolutely. Well, we love it. You do a great job and looking forward to many more years of great photography, and be interesting to see, you know, as we go into the meta universe, you know, how are we going to do all that? Our next challenge.
That's for another day, right? Right,
exactly. Well, you're listening to My Greenville Home. I'm your host here today and every Saturday, Dan Hamilton, talking real estate, bringing the latest news, information, advice to make smart real estate decisions. We've got to take a break, but we will be right back.
Just trying to keep it in line. You say you want to move on, and you say I'm falling behind. Can you read my...
I'm on top of the world, eh? I'm on top of the world, eh? Been waiting on this for a while now. Paying my dues to the dirt. I've been waiting to smile, eh?
All right, all right. We are back. It is your host, Dan Hamilton, here today talking real estate. And more specifically today, we are talking about real estate photography. And did you know that homes with high-quality photography sell 32% faster? That homes with more photos sell faster, too. A home with one photo spends an average of 70 days on market, but a home with 20 photos spends 32 days on market. So about half the time when you have more photos of your home out there. And, you know, we are just in this age where we want, you know, we want to see things, right? We have our phones with us all the time, spend a lot of time on those. We like to scroll through. And those stats are from a couple years ago. So I would say even more now, it is important to have great photography. And there's lots of different, you know, I see different bells and whistles in like floor plans and 3D models and videos and all that stuff. I still believe that people want just good old fashioned, great, high quality photographs. Mark, what do you think?
Agreed.
Okay. Yeah. All right. Good.
Of course I'm going to agree.
Right? We're on the same page. Yeah. I mean, I think, you know, there's some new technology out there like drones and different things where you can get a kind of a different view.
Well, I do drones too.
You do. Yeah. So, I think that's helpful for in some cases, sure, for homes is to see, but just a lot of great photographs of a home where people can, you know, envision their own furniture and envision themselves in a property is so, so important. So not only, you know, do we just anecdotally see that it is important to have great photographs, but the statistics show that NAR does a profile every year of home buyers and sellers. They do a deep dive and research on how people found their home, you know, all the different parts of a real estate transaction. And time after time, year after year, photography is just right up there as a top, as one of the most important things that buyers are looking for. And so we're chatting with Mark Harvell, our photographer for Hamilton & Company. So when you go online, see our homes out there, 9 times out of 10, that's going to be Mark's handiwork out there. Every once in a while, he gets so busy that we have to slide in.
Go to Brand X.
Every once in a while. But only if Mark is just absolutely slammed. So Mark's been doing this 8 years. He started doing real estate photography with our team. And he's just, how many homes have you shot this year?
Over 800.
Wow.
Yeah, the record was 959 a couple of years ago.
Okay. And so that's gone down
a little. One person.
One person, that many. And each home takes you about how long? Like just physically at the house?
30 to 45 minutes.
Okay.
Yeah, depending.
And then that's so you got to drive there, you spend the time in the house, mm-hmm, you come back, you edit the photos.
Yeah, and I get them out that night too.
Yeah. Yeah.
Always have. And it takes almost as long to process as it does to take them.
Right.
Yeah. That's where actually the magic's done.
Exactly.
Is the processing. But you just don't go snap and one image. I do five and bracket them.
Okay.
And blend them to make one.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah. So when you hear me, when it goes click, 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 when it's clicking through, it's doing five images at different exposures.
Okay.
And then I load it into Lightroom and mm-hmm. out to a blending program, and they get blended to make one that's imported back in. That gets edited. That's actually before you can actually edit.
Wow. Okay. So this is fascinating. Let's step back a little bit. You go, someone gets their, they want to put their home on the market. So one of folks from our team calls you, we schedule it. What are some of the things that the homeowner can do to prepare? And then once you're there, how do things go? Where does it go from there?
Well, again, another plug for the website, markharvillephotography.com. Yep. There's a list there, and it's what to do, getting ready to photograph. Okay. And again, if they do that, that's amazing, because it goes a lot quicker, and right. you end up with a better product. If possible, leave.
Yes.
Say it that way. Right. But,
very nicely. But please go.
Yeah, leave and take your dogs with you. And well, that's another thing. And put up dog bowls, cat trees that people like to have around, because you really don't want to have any reference to animals.
Great,
because
very good point.
If somebody were to see an image and they say, oh, there's a dog bowl, I've got an allergy, mm-hmm. we're not even going to go look.
Yep.
So you don't want to eliminate somebody right out of the gate.
Great point.
So anyway, do that. And basically, if you can, get out of the way, which is a plus, because people don't understand that a 16 millimeter lens is really wide, and mm-hmm. they think they're out of the image, but they're really not.
Right.
I have to tell them to keep moving, please. And,
yes.
But, and that's basically it. Then I'll shoot it and process it that night, and it's gone out to the agent. So.
Okay. So you shoot it, you come back, you process it, you went through that. So every photograph is actually five blended into one.
Mm-hmm.
Then you do the editing with the lighting and anything from there.
Yes, white balance.
Okay.
That's a big thing, because doing this type of photography, which is HDR, high dynamic range, but it's really exposure fusion, which is a technical thing.
Yeah.
It's a technical term, but everything is there. It's like what the eye sees.
Okay.
So if you came in and set up strobe lights and flashed and everything, mm-hmm. you would get a neutral image, basically. But what I do is, and other people that do HDR, you actually end up with an image that looks like what your eye is going to see.
Okay.
Including color cast, which okay. means that over near the window, outside light's very blue. You might mm-hmm. hit blue across the top of the ceiling. You can correct for some of that, which I do. I correct for that. And right. tungsten lamps show very yellow, and so I correct for that as well,
okay.
to a degree. But, you know, it's trying to make it look exactly or close as you can to what you'll see when you walk in.
Okay. And then the actual, like, the you have a kind of a wider angle, right, than we could with iPhone?
Correct, right.
Which makes the room look...
Well, but your eye sees...
Yeah,
it's wider what your than eye 16 sees. Millimeters.
Right.
So, which is what I use, a 16 millimeter full frame camera. And you have to encompass a wide angle or you're not going to be able to see anything.
Right.
Basically, if it's a normal lens, 50 millimeters is a normal lens.
Okay.
You're not going to see enough. So,
okay.
The wider the better, to a degree. And some people will say, well, gee, the room looked a lot bigger than it really does in life. Well, not really. It's your perspective.
Right.
Yeah.
It's interesting. One of the sometimes the feedback we get on homes is that it looked better in photographs than in person. Do you hear that every once in a while?
Oh yeah,
that's not to me. That's like the best compliment you could ask for.
you don't want to buff them too much.
Yeah,
it's try to make it as lifelike as possible.
Yeah, and that's it. I mean, you know we're not changing it. Changing anything. You're photographing what's there.
For instance, I change the skies if it's cloudy.
Right.
And we're not going to reschedule just because it's cloudy, and mm-hmm. I'll change the skies. It could have had that sky someday.
Right. That's not it's not false advertising.
It's representing like it is. But they actually look better.
Right.
With the skies changed. Mm-hmm. It's more work, but
Yeah, yeah, that's right. Because you know, some people are like, "Well, it's rain. It, you know, it's raining.
I can do them raining.
Photograph in the rain. You can change that. Mm-hmm. That's amazing. So we are. You know, you just want to put your best foot forward and you know capture the room as best you can. Mm-hmm. Anything else that we can give tips or advice as people are thinking about real estate photography out there?
Well, one thing you really don't want to do, especially this time of year, is date your images.
Yeah,
i.e. pumpkins around.
Right.
If they see that, they'll say, well, this thing was listed in Halloween.
And, right.
And here it is. Doesn't happen often.
Right now.
Normally things are boom, gone. Yeah. But, and Christmas decorations, that's it'll date them.
Right.
So, you know, if the seasons change, that's one thing. You can't, you know, replace leaves. But you need to represent it like it is that day.
Yeah.
And but you really don't want to date the images.
So, yeah. Well, it's interesting. You know, when we started 8 years ago, homes stayed on the market longer.
True.
Now they're moving pretty quickly.
True. I think it will eventually slow down.
Oh, of course.
And then photography will be even more.
Yes.
A bigger deal.
Yeah, exactly.
And you have to put your best foot forward anyway, but it'll really mean something then.
Right. That's true. So what about, you've got on your website some things that you don't do, like when you get to the house. Let's talk about some of those.
Well, yeah, I technically really shouldn't have to move anything.
Right.
But I would do, you know, if it's a room and there's kids' toys in it and the owner's running around moving things, I'll help them. I mean, but you really don't want to have to stage a
home. Yeah, that's not, you're not a stager, you're a photographer.
Technically, when I get there, I should put the camera on the tripod and push the button.
Right.
But, you know, I adjust blinds and do different things.
But you don't make beds?
I try not to make beds. I've actually had to photograph a bed with a child in it one time.
Yeah.
And they wanted me to Photoshop him out because the kid was sick.
Yeah. I've seen real estate photographs with people in the bed.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's enough said, right?
Yes, right. It's like, come on. Really?
Oh, yeah. I've seen things you can't unsee. So.
Yeah. I was going to ask you, what's the... We probably can't share it on radio. What are some of the most G-rated things, that weirdest things that you've seen?
Well, I actually shot a hoarder's house one time.
Okay.
Yeah, a full-blown hoarder's house that had paths to get through.
Wow.
Yeah.
I've been in some of those.
Yeah, and it ended up being a short sale at the bank, but it was interesting.
Very good. Well, we are, if you're just joining us, we're talking real estate photography with our local expert, Mark Harvell. And you can go to his website to see some of what he does. If you're maybe thinking about selling, of course, this is part of what we do. And we, you know, we make sure this all happens for you. But if you're selling for sale by owner, something like that, we really recommend that you reach out and get professional photography at the very least. So, Mark, we are all out of time. It's been a great conversation chatting with you today.
Thank you, sir. For and your 8 years of loyalty.
Absolutely. Well, we love it. You do a great job and looking for... forward to many more years of great photography, and be interesting to see, you know, as we go into the meta universe, you know, how are we going to do all that?
That's
our next challenge.
That's for another day, right? Right,
exactly. Well, you're listening to My Greenville Home. I'm your host here today and every Saturday, Dan Hamilton, talking real estate, bringing the latest news, information, advice to make smart real estate decisions. We've got to take a break, but we will be right back.
Just trying to keep it in line. Say you wanna move on, and you say I'm falling behind. Can you read my?
All right. We are back. You are listening to My Greenville Home. I'm your host here today, Dan Hamilton, with Hamilton & Company of Keller Williams Realty, Greenville Upstate. Thank you for joining us as we bring you the latest news, information, advice to help you make a smart real estate decision. And we were talking about four ways that you can use your equity. So a lot of folks here, especially in Greenville, over the past year, maybe you bought your home 3, 4, or 5 years ago, you are building up a lot of equity as you've seen home values go up and up and up. In fact, I think the average price in Greenville is well over $300,000 now, $315,000, $320,000, something like that this year, which is absolutely phenomenal. So that means you might have a bigger nest egg in your home than you thought. So we talked about some ways to do that. You might use some of that equity to move into a home that better suits your needs. You might use that to move to a location that you've always wanted to get to. We've talked about maybe using some of that capital to fund or start a new business. And then lastly, to fund an education. So maybe it's not you going to school. Maybe you've got a high school student getting ready to go to college. And as you look at those numbers, that's a big ticket item. And there might be some gaps there. Instead of going out and borrowing student loans, maybe you tap into some of that equity to maybe home equity line of credit, something like that, to fund an education. So using a portion of your growing equity can help with some of these school costs. There are certain tools out there as well that you can get into from the state. There are some great ways to put that money in there to also get to offset some of your taxes. So the bottom line is that you can use and tap into some of this equity and not let it just kind of sit there and not be a powerful part of building your wealth, and make sure that you're using it. If you have a question about that or want to talk about some different strategies to use your equity, one of the things that this article did not mention, but we do help some folks with, is tapping into the equity to purchase an investment property. And we've had several clients decide to do that. We've helped them go out and use what we call the BRRRR method. And that is a buy, rehab, and then refinance. And so you've got the opportunity to go in there and build some equity, use some of that, maybe use your home equity line of credit to buy it as a cash purchase, and then make some rehab, do some great changes to that property, build value into it, and then refinance. That's one of the other R in there. So you refinance and cash out, put that cash back into, so pay off your home equity line. And there's just some very simple steps that you can take to do that. And that's tapping into your equity, but paying it back very quickly within a year or so. So that way you're not paying more interest on that. But there's a great strategy to use there to buy investment property when you have maybe $100,000 worth of equity in your home. And again, just as a reminder, you might have that equity and not even realize it. So take a look at that. Call us if we can help you discuss a specific strategy to meet your needs there when it comes to using your equity. You can reach me at 864-527-7685. And of course, always at mygreenvillehome.com. Very easy to connect with us there. Lots of different places to do that. A lot of times when you go on there and you connect with us, Katie on our team is our client concierge. She'll be the first one to reach out to you and just figure out how we can best serve you, the right person on our team to connect you with, that will to help meet your needs and best work with you there, whether you're looking to buy or sell or strategize on an investment property. We're seeing a lot of folks. We get calls, goodness, probably two or three times a week now with folks from California. Had a great discussion with a guy from New York yesterday that is looking to invest in this area. So lots of folks are moving here. We get a lot of calls, a lot of inquiries, and we would love to help you with that as well. So go to mygreenvillehome.com, connect with us there, or call anytime at 864-527-7685. Well, before we go to our last portion of the day, which is the Ask Dan segment, I want to tell you about one more listing that we have. Really cool property here. If you're looking for a great spacious home with an in-ground pool, this is it. Great, great property in Greer. In Panorama Farms, it is number 5 Wills Cap Court. So 5 Wills Cap Court, that's three words there, Wills, and then CAP Court, and that's in Greer. About 2,500 square feet, 4 bedrooms, 2.5 baths, beautiful cul-de-sac lot, really nice, great sized yard, vaulted ceiling, hardwoods throughout, huge spacious kitchen, and I love the outdoor entertainment, awesome space here with a great pool. Just a great, great home. Fire pit, beautiful trees, a great kind of treehouse fort kind of thing there as well. All for $380,000. That is a great, great deal for about 2,500 square feet in Greer. If you want to check that one out, just go to mygreenvillehome.com. Just type in 5 Wills Cap Court, or call at 864-527-7685. We'd love to show that to you this weekend. And speaking of this weekend, lots of great Christmas activities, holiday things going on. You can go to our website. We've got that holiday events guide for you, where you can just click on that and see all the things happening. You can go to mygreenvillehome.com/media, and that will be right there for you. Just click on it, and it's got great things. If you're still looking for a tree, if you're looking for things to do this weekend, all of that is right there. The best lights, light shows, all that right there for you. Very easy to find there at mygreenvillehome.com. Well, as we wind up today, I want to address a couple questions that we have gotten from listeners. The first one is from Kathy in Spartanburg. She says, I am interested in purchasing my first home in 2022. What should I be doing now to prepare? And preparation when buying a home is really critical. The first thing I would recommend, Kathy, is to go onto your free credit report and just make sure that there's nothing on your credit report that you're not aware of. So you want to make sure that your credit score, you want to pull that. And really the easiest way to do this is actually to, because it can get confusing if you got to go to freecreditreport.com. You have to pay extra to get your FICO score number. And that's really what you want to go after. You want to find out what that number is. So the easiest way to do that without impacting your credit is to call a lender. And we have great local lenders that will do that for you. You'd say, hey, I want to do a soft pull on my credit to see what's going on out there, making sure there's no fraud or different things out there that you're not aware of. So managing your credit is really one of the biggest parts of buying a home, the most important really for a lot of people, because that is going to impact. So, you know, we see people that have great incomes, but if they have a lower credit score than what the lenders are looking for, they're not going to qualify. They really look very, very closely at that FICO score. And you want to, you know, the best rates out there for those that have 700 and up on your credit score. But most people can qualify for loans if you've got a 620 or so. So you want to look for those scores out there. And that would be the first thing I would do if I were thinking about buying in 2022. The other thing I would do is just make sure that I've got a great reserve or savings. If you've got money in different places that you're wanting to use, we see a lot of people now with crypto wallets wanting to, you know, they've seen their values go up. I would say, you know, might be a good idea if you want to use some of that for your down payment to go ahead and start thinking about cashing some of that in and putting it into a savings account. So that way, because your lender is going to want to see your source of money that you have in savings. And some are not as familiar as others with crypto and how that works. And so if you got, we do see just more and more people that have, we're starting to see proof of funds and they'll take a screenshot of their crypto wallets. And, some agents get that, some don't. We totally understand that and can work with you. But I think the quicker that you put your down payment money out of crypto into cash, the better. So be thinking about that, your sources of down payment. And making sure not only do you have that down payment money, but you're going to want to, as a homeowner, have reserve money, because things, when you are a homeowner, things happen. You've got air conditioning systems that you have to maintain and sometimes go out, lawn maintenance, all those different things, roof. You know, there's just, as a homeowner, you have that expense that you didn't have when you were a renter. So the more cash you have in reserve, the better. And so those are the things that I'd be thinking about. I'll be looking at my credit. I'll be looking at my cash reserves, where my money is. And of course, you want to make sure that you have income. That is one of the very big parts of the process as well. Last question today. Sam and Greer says, my wife and I would love to sell our home, take advantage of this market, but worried we won't find anywhere to live. Have you seen this happen with your clients? Of course, this has been a problem for many years, and really has been exacerbated recently with the market being as active and quick moving as it is. One of the things that just a real quick tip, and there's lots of different ways to address this, but one, probably the most up-to-date modern solutions to this is a company called Knock that we've been working with that has what they call a home swap. And it is a ability to get pre-approved. They will loan you money so that you can go out and make a non-contingent offer. So you have a pre-approval, non-contingent on your home selling. You buy your new home, you move into it, you get all settled, and then they will help you make your payments on your old house and give you $25,000 interest-free to get your home ready to sell. So maybe you've got some worn-out carpet when you move out, you see that, you know, there's some things you need to address. They will give you the money to do that. So you can get top dollar, sell your house, and have a stress-free move. So you're not having to make that timing work to buy and sell at the same time. I love this program. We are we have several agents on our team that have used this, and people love it. So check that out. You can give me a call. I'll help you walk you through the process, 864-527-7685. But that is one option to solve that age-old problem. Well, we are all out of time today. Thanks for listening. You've been listening to My Greenville Home. I'm Dan Hamilton, mygreenvillehome.com, and we will see you next week.